The Federal Environmental Protection Agency proposed a new rule this week that would regulate methane gas pollution in the oil and gas industry. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas, and the Obama administration wants to see emissions cut in half over the next decade. The EPA reports methane gas is the second most prevalent greenhouse gas emitted in the United States by human activities. While its lifespan in the atmosphere is shorter than other gases, the EPA says pound for pound, the comparative impact of methane on climate change is 25 times greater than carbon dioxide. West Virginia's senators in Washington, Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito, have both released statements saying they plan to fight the rule. Both say the oil and gas industry will be unduly harmed. Environmental lawyer Harry Weiss explains that the proposed rule builds on regulations issued in 2012.
This rule is meant to extend that regulation to the transmission of natural gas from the well to the interstate pipelines and to market.
The new rule would only apply to new or modified gas wells. Officials estimate it would cost industry between $300 and $500 million, with reduced health care costs and other benefits totaling around $500 million. And as for the legality of the proposed rule,
the Obama administration is under order of the Supreme Court to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. That was a case known as Massachusetts versus EPA.
Weiss says litigation is likely after the rule is finalized later next year. He says some states may already have methane emission regulations in place, though West Virginia does not. Weiss also mentioned that oil and gas isn't the only industry facing tougher emission standards. He says the petrochemical industry can also expect the EPA to propose tougher regulations in the next few months. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.